Welcome this morning to Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phyllis Root joins us on the phone this morning, and she has written a book called Searching for Minnesota's Native Wildflowers, a guide for beginners, botanists, and everyone in between. And Phyllis, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It sounds lovely there in Duluth.
Well, I tell you, a week or so ago, it was, again, beautiful. And Larry Weber, who is an author, educator, has written a number of books on phenology, and he joins us on Fridays, and he talks about what we can see in the natural world, and he said, you better get out and see those spring ephemerals. So I hide myself out to Jay Cook State Park, and I looked and looked and looked for flowers, and I photographed, you know, a few flowers, whatever I saw, and then I came home, and I grabbed this book of yours, and by golly, I identified there was one plant that I was not able to identify, and so I sent that one off to Larry, and he said it was a dewberry, because I thought it was like a wild strawberry coming up, but I identified Virginia Spring Beauty, I think. I identified... It was yellow. I should have put stickers. At any rate, I used this great book, and I was, large flowered bellwort. Yep.
Yes.
Photographed
yes.
that one, and I was able to identify so many of these beautiful little flowers by your fabulous book. It's bigger than a field guide, but it's beautiful, and it's so, you just want to have it sitting out on the coffee table so that you can pick it up and just look through it and just enjoy it.
That's lovely. Thank you.
What's your connection with wildflowers? What got you to writing this wonderful book?
The photography is not mine at all. My good friend Kelly Povo is the photographer, and she and I have crisscrossed the state, but it started looking for wildflowers, I would say, 10 or more years ago, most of the books I've written have been children's books, in particular pictures books. And I was working on a book for the University of Minnesota Press about the animals, the native plants and the animals in our different habitats, because Minnesota is so rich in different habitats. I think in part because we have prairie, we have the north woods, the big woods, and then we have, the north woods and the big woods. So we have these three different biomes, and then we have Aspen Prairie Parkland, and there's so many different flowers to be found in these different places. Anyway, so working on this book, I realized that I knew nothing about Minnesota's bogs and peatlands, and we have the largest peatlands outside of Alaska in the United States. So I decided I needed to go there, and I went up to the Big Bog State Park, and Kelly and I both love road trips. So she came with me with her camera because she's a professional photographer. And there's I don't know if you've been to the Big Bog Boardwalk.
No.
It's a mile-long boardwalk. It's up by Red Lake and Waskish. And you walk out into really the wildest, quietest place I might have ever been. It was so different from anything I knew. All you can see is the different colors of moss and the flowers, pitcher plant flowers that I was not familiar with. And then it just goes on and on and on. And it was amazing. By the time we started walking back, I was in love with the bog, but also I wanted to know more about wildflowers. And in the course of working on that book, I came across a lot of wildflowers, really knew nothing. And so I started asking, what is it? And looking in guidebooks. And over the course of just taking some really fun trips, Kelly and I sort of collected her photographs and my information and what we thought things were and then learned they weren't, you know. So about 5 years ago, we said, well, maybe there's a book here. And about 5 years after that, we figured out a way with the help of a great editor, Eric Anderson at the University of Minnesota Press, to make it be a book that we hope our intent is to celebrate these flowers, these native flowers, but also to really encourage folks to go out and see for themselves, just as you did. That's so great that you did that.
Oh, it was so wonderful. Like I say, this is not a guidebook necessarily that you'd throw. It depends on how much junk you like to carry around.
Right.
I've got a monster lens that's really too heavy for me, and gol darn it. So that's what I end up if I have to choose. But next time I go, I have to say I will put this in the car so that I can identify some of these things a little bit more quickly. Or I'll bring along a gear hauler, like a person who will carry all my stuff. And say, hey, look that up. No, it really was fun to enjoy all of these wildflowers. And, of course, Larry talks so much about, you know, we hear these different, Larry joins us every week, so we hear these names every single week, and then now we're going to start hearing new names as the spring ephemerals fade away and we start getting into some of these other wildflowers. And it's just so much fun to be able to look them up and just to know the name, even if you forget it again and have to look it up again.
I do that, you know, every year it's like, oh, wait a minute, what was that one again? But I do have to say, part of what I fell in love with was these wonderful, wonderful names, you know, fairy slipper, dragon's mouth, task flower, prairie smoke. Just, they're so evocative.
Oh, they really are. And the photography is absolutely scrumptious. And the photography make so much of a difference, and of course the way the book is laid out, because again, you could set this on the coffee table and it's not only pretty to look at, just the cover of course is pretty to look at, but the photographs inside are beautiful. And then all of a sudden you start to get a hankering to go and see some of these things. And I need to go find these. And I'm going to be in this, you know, traveling to this area. Well, if I got out and took a walk, you suppose I could find one of these. And really exciting.
It is, isn't it? It's like a treasure hunt, almost.
It certainly is. Who would have thunk?
Well, and I'm coming, Kelly and I both, you know, the book really is a collaboration between the two of us. We're headed up to Duluth this weekend to do a book signing on Saturday at 2 at Venus Bookstore. And I'm really looking forward to coming up and seeing what's blooming right now.
Well, I should write you a message, because I messaged Larry and he sent me the directions. I haven't made it yet. I've been busy. But he sent me the directions to a secret wildflower spot.
I won't tell.
Phyllis, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. Your book is a treat.
Thank you so much.
Phyllis Root joins us this morning. She and her friend Kelly Povo, the photographer, have produced a beautiful book called Searching for Minnesota's Native Wildflowers, a guide for beginners, botanists, and everyone in between. Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.